Okay. Would you bow your heads, please? Father, we come before you knowing that your hand is capable of carrying us when we can't carry ourselves. We ask for grace right now. We ask for grace not only for our hearts, but our eyes and our spiritual ears to be able to be opened so that we can understand what your Spirit is speaking. In Jesus' name. I want to take you briefly to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And in 1 Corinthians 12, we're talking about spirituals and things that happen in the realm of the Spirit. And St. Paul was trying to awaken the church that there was more than what meets the eye. The first reality that I want you to be aware of is when they printed this NIV, they speak in that first verse now about spiritual gifts. That's not quite what it's really supposed to be. It should be now about spirituals or items and God's revelations that come to us. So that would be what the original was really intending. That there are all kinds of spiritual things that we have, and they're available to us in order to mature as men and women of God. He says, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, how somehow or other you were influenced and led astray by mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. Or no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So, be aware that when you declare Jesus to be Lord, the Holy Spirit is the author and pushing and releasing grace to you to be able to declare it. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of services, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. So I want to make sure that you be conscious that it's the same God working in all men. There is no way that you can be a factory reject. You can't be too young. You can't be too old. As long as you qualify for humankind, the same God will work in each of us, but with different ways, different talents, different abilities. Verse 7. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. So in other words, these gifts are not just for you. These gifts and these spiritual things that happen, such as visions, words of knowledge, dreams, etc., all of these are for the common good. Common meaning all of you are included in the victory that God wants to present and to manifest forward. Verse 8. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gift of healing by that one Spirit. To another miraculous powers. To another prophecy. To another distinguishing between spirits. To another speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines. Now, I've taught on this before, but I want you to go a little bit deeper in recognizing that He determines what you will become. And He has already pre-planned everything ahead of schedule. All you got to do is be yourself. If you can be yourself, He'll incorporate these gifts within you to manifest so that the overall common good will be manifesting through different words, through different knowledge, through different gifts. Some had scripture, some had other words. But the next part that I want to press in is verse 9. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Now you say, why are you picking on faith? Because that's the word that the Lord gave me this morning. He wanted to identify that faith is really something that God's Holy Spirit wants to enhance you with and strengthen you with, because without it, you can't even please God. I want to take you to Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Well, you say, how can I expect to please God if I don't have any faith? Well, first of all, you do have faith, because you're sitting on a chair with four pegs holding you up. If you had no faith, you wouldn't even sit on it. You would not trust that that chair could hold you up. So you have some faith already. Every time you turn on a piece of equipment, turn the key of your car, you expect it to start. When you put it in drive, you expect to go forward, not in reverse. So you have faith. The only thing is, there's a stealer out there that tries to bring doubts, tries to bring unbelief, tries to accuse you. The more you're accused, the more you doubt, what do? You cancel what God has prepared to manifest through you. Remember, He's the author that gave you the faith to begin with. He's the one that put that seed within you. And when you have that seed of faith, you are pleasing to God. However, when you go back into rationalization, what happens? Anybody got a clue? You doubt. Okay. Now, when you doubt, what are you doing? James chapter 1, verse 6. You got your Bible? Let's read verse 5 first. If any one of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. It will be given to him. Verse 6, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind and gets absolutely nothing from God. So if you want to be wishy-washy, go right ahead. But don't expect your faith to grow. You say, well, wait a minute, how do I put this out of business? Declare. Declare what God has said. I have given you a spirit of faith. Okay? And that faith is a gift from Him. And you have an abundance available to you because His grace is going to carry you to the next level. Now, when you doubt, you have to activate the Word of God and set it on fire. How? Your mouth. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, what you declare with your mouth will become a reality. Oh, well, I never get anything good from God. Well, guess what your future is? Getting what from God?
Nothing good.
Nothing good. So what have you done? You've professed your future. Your faith is in the negative. Your faith is being torn apart by whose mouth? Yeah, James chapter 3. I'm so depressed. You've set your mouth on fire by hell. Wonderful. Who are you listening to? Yeah, the darkness. The more you listen to the darkness and the more it accuses, the more quickly you will nosedive. It's up to you. Now you say, how do I change it? By declaring what God says about your future, about your tomorrows. So what would you say that will manifest tomorrow if you begin to say today, wow, I'm going to have the best day tomorrow that I've had in years. And God's going to be blessing me from the beginning of the morning to the closing of the day. Tell me what kind of day you're going to have. Wonderful. Who said wonderful? Wonderful. Thank you, Flip. If you make your mouth speak what you desire by God, you will cancel the doubts. Now, they will come in thought patterns. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, pull down every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Make it obedient to the anointing. What do? We focus on a TV set and the boo-hoo stories of the day. This one left his wife, that one committed adultery, this one here slept with the other guy, and how stupid they all are. But you're focused on what?
The world.
The world. What are you going to reap?
The world.
You're going to have a harvest of what? Depression. Okay? And I'm not going to pick on baseball or basketball or football or any of those, but I'll tell you they're idols. If you spend more time in your Bible than you do watching TV programs, what's going to happen to you? You're going to have a different opinion of yourself and of the people around you. But if you're focused on a boob tube or the internet or whatever, and I'm not picking on any of these things because they're all good tools, but there should be wisdom in how you prepare for tomorrow. Your preparation today will cause your tomorrow to be either positive or negative, constructive or destructive. And your mouth will match what you're listening to. Oh, man, I watched that program and that guy died. I did, that guy died.
It's like the end of the world.
Yeah, the end of the world. I went to a restaurant and the lady asked me what book I was reading. And I said, well, I'm reading a book about the next level of God's revelation to his people. Oh, she says, I thought 2012 was the end. I said, yeah, it was the end, just like when Jesus died. It was the beginning of a what? She says, I don't know. I said, well, isn't this year 2012? She says, yeah. I says, then it's the year of our Lord, 2012. That should give you a clue. The old custom died, and we got a new year. I said, when 2012 is done, we're going to have a brand new year, 2013. She says, oh. Well,
some people really believe it.
And they will get what they believe. Okay? Mark 11:24, as you have believed, it will be done unto you. I'm not declaring these words because I know them so that I can impress you or how many scriptures I have. I am trying to, however, let you know that I changed my way of thinking by putting some of the food of God in my heart. And that's what I'm aiming to do today. Luke 17:5. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. What do they want? They wanted more. Romans 10:17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. I think that one is very, very simple. Faith comes by hearing the message. What's the message? It's the good news. That Jesus already took your sin, he took your depression, he took your hurt, he took your pain, he took all of those things that caused you depression, and he said, give it to me. How many have got a few kids they'd like to transform? Grandchildren. Thank you. I'd like to transform a few myself, but I give them to the Lord every time I see them doing something stupid. Do you ever see yourself do something stupid? Thank you. Give yourself back to the Lord. Take God, take over this mess. I just failed today. Take over with your words. Declare that you will have success. You will have victory. Romans 14:23. This one's going to confirm James. The man who has doubts is condemned if he eats because he is eating is not from faith. Everything that does not come from faith is sin. Everything that is not coming from faith is sin. So what are you doing? You're condemning yourself even with your thought patterns. And when you're condemning yourself with your thought patterns, what's your tomorrow going to be? Depressing?
Horrible.
Huh?
Horrible.
Horrible. So you have a choice to make. If you've had a bad day, how many have experienced a few bad days? Thank you. If you've had a bad day, begin to change it when you go to bed that night. Lord, tomorrow's going to be better. I'm going to trust you for your grace tomorrow. I'm going to trust you that you're going to enlighten me and give me a hunger for your word. Give me a hunger for the things that are important to me. Get me to watch good programs. There are some out there. You know, don't let me watch about this guy that's dying every night. Because you're going to be what?
Depressed.
Yeah. Still going to be depressed. Oh my God, if I die tomorrow, I'm going straight to hell. Yes, you are. You just declared it. Is God going to listen to you? He loves you. He gave you free will. You want to go to hell? Have a good day. Well, I'm serious. One guy tells me, I know where I'm going. He was declaring he wants to go straight to hell. I said, well, do you know what? God will accommodate you. He really will. He said, well, why are you agreeing with me? I said, because that's what you want. Go ahead. I said, however, if you get there, I says, are you going to have a change of heart when you see how ugly the place is? Oh, he says, but I like all these things like sex and booze and drugs. And I said, enjoy.
They love hell.
Yeah.
One-way first-class ticket.
Yeah. He bought the ticket. Enjoy it. Okay? When we were presenting the 99 to this area, over 3,000 bowed their knee to Jesus Christ. Why? Because they were given free will choices in front of them. If you do all these things, you have an early grave and an early place in hell. You can go there tonight if you want. You don't have to wait to die for the next 20 years. You know, just cut off the top here. You'll be fine. You'll go straight where you want to go. And God will respect you. But you know, if you have faith in His ability to give you salvation and to give you healing in every area of your household, Acts 16:31 says, salvation is mine and my household. That includes your crazy kids or crazy grandchildren. How many have got a few? Thank you. Just let God deal with them. And when He deals with them, He'll do a marvelous work. A lot better than you and me. He'll save them. He'll deliver them. He'll bring them up into a place where you could have never, never expected. So if you doubt, quickly shut it down. Romans 14 again, 23. The man who has doubts is condemned. James again. 1:6. When he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like the wave of the sea and gets nothing from God. How do you stop the doubts? You declare the truth. God is on the job with my child. God is on the job with my baby. God is on the job with my mother who's sick. God is on the job with my family that's having a financial problem. God is on the job. Okay? Try it on to your neighbor. Say, get over it.
Get over it.
God's on the job. He'll take care of it all. If you don't try to fix it yourself. So get off the throne. You're not God. Give the job back to Him. He'll do a better job than you. Our name. Amen? Well, that's a good agreement. 1 minute. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what we do not see. Did you catch it? Hebrews 11:1. If you remember nothing else, if you haven't made a mental note on that one, you're going to be failing. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Try it on for size. Close your eyes. Say, faith is being sure of what I hope for and certain of what I do not see. And that means God's on the job. He's doing a work inside of me. He'll shatter the doubts with the truth coming out of my mouth. And now I'm declaring openly, God will supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. Not according to my neighbor's opinion of me.